Total dissolved solids is a growing issue in this area, particularly the northern part of the state. And we're looking at a couple of different sources for dissolved solids. One is pumped mine discharges. The other is Marcellus gas development. All of these are potential sources for TDS. We have a large monitoring program that is looking at the chemistry of the Mon River. We're sampling every 2 weeks. We've been doing this for better than a year now. And we have a really excellent regional picture of where the TDS is coming from, what its chemical composition is. And we're able to plot trends that way. So we can see which tributaries are particularly high, the general trends in the river, how, and probably most importantly, how the seasonal trends look. TDS tends to drop during the wetter part of the year and then go up during the dry part of the year. So we have a 6 month on, 6 month off cycle roughly. And what we need to do is be able to quantify those changes, and that in turn helps to tell us what kind of assimilative capacity the rivers and the streams have at different times of the year. The Duncan Creek fish kill last year was an example of what can happen when the system is upset, and we don't want to see any more of that. We've already taken steps to work with the coal industry to try to take down their pumping rates during low flow events, lower and drier parts of the year, like we're in right now, and store water in the mines and then pump to a greater extent when the water levels are higher and the dilution is higher. And that's really worked out pretty well this year. Even though the flows in, just say, Dunker Creek, for example, are a fraction of what they were during the driest part of last year, the total dissolved solids content is a third to at most a half of what it was last year at this time.